Author A.J. Verdell's new memoir of her friendship with a late icon, Toni Morrison, is jet-propelled. Every sentence launches a new, more invigorating one. Take this opening paragraph. When you open the door to Toni Morrison, you look genius in the face. She was a legend while she lived. Now that she's gone, she's a literary monument, a beacon, an ancestor, an everlasting eidolon, thriving in a weightless world. Eidolon means a spirit or a shade. A.J. Verdell makes you look up words like that. As an angry black child in a Catholic school that ignored her talents, her best friend was a dictionary. Her 1995 novel, The Good Negress, the story of a young woman discovering her own worth in 1960s Detroit, is part of the canon now. Toni Morrison called it extraordinary. But Verdell never imagined they'd meet. After all, Morrison helped create the canon as an editor at Random House, who, as Verdell says, helped unerase black writers. And then Morrison became one, writing The Bluest Eye, about a black child who thought if she just had blue eyes, she wouldn't be so ugly. Beloved, which featured Setha, an escaped, traumatized slave. There was Song of Solomon, Paradise. Morrison won a Pulitzer, a Nobel, National Book Awards, a Presidential Medal of Freedom. A.J. Verdell writes about their friendship, but also gives us much of her own biography and a masterclass on writing from both women. It's all unspooled and then braided up again in A.J. Verdell's new book, Miss Chloe, a memoir of a literary friendship with Toni Morrison. And A.J. Verdell joins us. Welcome.
Thank you so much. What a beautiful introduction.
Oh, I'm waiting for you, the creative writing professor, to tell me that I've used cliches.
No, you haven't. No, you haven't. But, you know, in creative writing, we are really interested in precision. And I wasn't angry. I was disappointed.
Yeah.
And that's how the dictionary became my friend.
Okay, we'll talk more about that. But first, interestingly, that both you and Toni Morrison changed your names, claiming who you really were. I mean, you went from Angela Jones to AJ and took your grandmother's name, Verdell. Toni Morrison was born, if I've got this right, Chloe Ardelia Anthony Woford. Why did you call her Miss Chloe?
I was looking for a way to address her respectfully, but without saying Miss Toni, which sounded kind of crazy. Toni just was too casual for the monument that I thought she was. All the years that I spoke to her, I called her Miss Chloe, and it was a way that she could know who I was right away. Nobody else used that term.
When you called, it was deferential. You compare her to James Brown in that she was black and proud and changed the culture. As you write, once you read her, your vision could not go small again. Just briefly, remind us of a young black girl in particular, what some of the characterizations had been before Toni Morrison.
Before Toni Morrison, we tended to be somewhat invisible. She presented an intimate, kind of dim environment that we were in. I often refer to it as living under a low sky. She went into those very narrow, very oppressed environments where people live in tenements, or they have holes in their walls, or they're very poor. And she would enter those very narrow, very oppressive environments and bloom these real people who we all recognized.
Well, and again, back to you, this whip smart black girl in love with words, devouring books on your mom's shelf. You had books at home before you even knew that Toni Morrison edited them. I'd forgotten that she was an editor. Books like Man Child in the Promised Land, The Black Book, which is the must-have anthology of black writers. I'm going to, you know, toggle ahead here a little. You were accepted to Ivy League schools, but rejected what you saw as their white privilege for the University of Chicago, because as you write, Chicago. Then at 29, and again, I'm really leaping ahead, you start to write your novel, The Good Negress. You write, you wanted it to be about a Negro nobody family. What did you mean?
I meant the kind of family that is unobserved. I was trying with The Good Negress to write a story about the differences in how we raise boys and girls. And the young girl in the center of this story is really trying to renegotiate her place in the family, really trying to come back and endear herself to her mother. And her mother had left her with her grandmother for a little while. So they have a lot of tension inside the household. So the unobserved family is just as dramatic and just as dynamic as a fictive family. And that's what I tried to play out in the novel.
Sort of what like John Cheever does. In reading your book about Toni Morrison, I went down the Google search rabbit hole because I was remembering things. And I want to pick up on this idea that this was a family, a Black family. There's an interview online with Charlie Rose and Toni Morrison. He asks her in a wince-inducing moment, when's she going to write something that's not about race?
Right.
Oh, right. I mean, and she was so patient, I thought. She wasn't always. She was so patient in this moment and said, well, are you going to ask James Joyce, if you could, when he's going to write a book that's not about race? His books all were about Irish people. How does that hit a Black person?
Hit is a good word, Robin, because it does hit you. I think it's an abusive question to ask Morrison, when are you going to write something that's not about race, when really she's writing about Black people? She's writing about people who you say are different than you.
What the person who's asking is really saying is, when are you going to write a normal book which has white people in it? Because that's normal. And as you point out in your memoir, Miss Chloe, if you look close enough, the white people are there in many of the books. They might be with a hand holding a whip over a slave.
Yes.
But people don't want to see that.
That's right. That there are also white people in Morrison's works who are more benevolent than most of the malignant people who are there. And my opinion had been, people can't see the white people in Morrison's books because they don't want to see that malignancy in themselves.
Mm. One of the threads in the book is you explaining where your next novel has been. You describe this new book you're writing about, Black Cowboys. And at first you have a supportive editor who dies. And then you describe this tortured process working with primarily white editors who want to tell you how you should present Black figures.
Correct. But it's sort of the same coin as, well, when are you going to write a book about real people, meaning white people? Basically, what I figured out was it didn't make a lot of sense for me to keep trying to respond to a white editor's perspective on what a Black male hero would be. This started to just go on too long and it was too much. And
well, here's where Toni Morrison, who usually could give you the side eye and tell you very, very succinctly what she thought about something, she told you, who's writing this book? You.
Exactly.
Go skip the agent, skip the editor, get a lawyer and go publish it. And you couldn't.
I could not. It's correct. Because I felt that she was offering me that advice from the vaunted perspective of her standing. In fact, the example that she used was Bill Clinton. She said, Bill Clinton published his book. He didn't have an agent. He didn't have an editor. He had his lawyer and that was it. And so when she said that, I thought to myself, well, I am not Bill Clinton and I am not you. And maybe that's not going to work for me. I felt fine not doing it until she really got mad at me for not staying in the publishing world. Mm-hmm. And that's when I thought maybe I should have tried what she suggested.
Well, now she's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And here are the last words of your book, the things you say she taught you. You have the whole past to work with and you have only now to work. Mm-hmm. Don't be scared.
Yes. She was really a strong, mighty force. And she believed that the antidote to all the cacophony around us, all this incorrect material about who we must be, which is not who we are, we counteract that by living out our gifts. That was her religion. Live out your gifts and you will be fine.
A.J. Verdell, her book is Miss Chloe, a memoir of a literary friendship with Toni Morrison. A.J. Verdell, thank you. And we're waiting. We want the cowboy book.
Thank you so much, Robin.